We're on the road. Where transportation goes, community grows. Welcome to On the Road with the MTA. And welcome to another exciting edition of On the Road with the MTA. I am Jay Gibbons alongside with Stephanie Kay from the MTA. How's Stephanie Kay?
Well, I wish I were a little better. I'm not that, but I have a little bit of a cold. It can just be a nuisance. I babysat the little kids over the weekend, and they can be like little petri dishes, you know?
Oh, yeah. Kids are always notorious for getting an adult sick in more ways than one.
Yeah, but I can't blame them. What's that?
I said in more ways than one.
Yeah, but it was great to see him. I can't really blame them. I also went shopping. I could have been off the shopping cart or something. But yeah, the one had little sniffles. And so now I do too. But it's okay. That's the good thing about actually being able to work from home. I know COVID has had some really challenging things, but working from home has worked out well for me because I would have probably had to call in sick had I been in the office because I don't want to get anybody else sick with these germs. But I can still work from home, my own pace, so it worked out well for me. How about you, Jay? Are you in the office or home today?
I'm actually at home today in the home studio, which is kind of nice.
Yes, I'm glad nobody has to go out in this extreme cold. It's too cold. And I think our guest is at home as well today. I had a chance to meet this wonderful guest. Her name is Charlene, and she has been just a delight to work with. She has this great personality. She's a mother. She's a grandmother. Does not look it because she looks way too young to be a grandmother. But she was born with cerebral palsy. And so she's been in a wheelchair since the day she was born. She knows nothing else. And she's been using Your Ride and our services at MTA. And she's been on commercials. She's been on the pamphlets you may have seen. She's a delight. And I'm so thrilled and honored to be able to introduce you right now to Charlene Lazat. Thank you for joining us, Charlene.
Thank you, Stephanie, for having me today.
Now, where are you? Are you at home? Are you outside? Where are you?
No, I'm at home talking to you from my cell phone.
Okay, well, good. I know that you have a bachelor's in marketing and entrepreneurship, and you're a busy girl yourself. So I know you've been using MTA. Tell us, if you will, how long have you been using the MTA services?
You know, I started using MTA first out of high school. And I'm not ashamed to say that I am 52 now. So do the math. It's been a mighty long time.
That's okay. Hey, you did it. That's why I hate to say disabilities. I like to say different abilities because Jay and I have had a chance to meet so many different wonderful people like Ashley Seymour, who is legally blind, and you yourself, who was born having to use a wheelchair. But yet you guys have done more than a lot of people who do not have any disabilities. They use excuses not to do it. You guys have gone to college. You have your degree. You are a mother and a grandmother, and you still work, and you're really a inspiration to all of us. So I don't want to say disability, different abilities. And that's what I'm so proud of all of you for doing, and that I'm just honored to have met you and to be able to work with you. And you've been in commercials and promos. What's it like to see yourself when you see those pictures?
It was fun. I really love working with Charlene Kowalski.
So have you seen a lot of changes? I know that Ed Benning is really involved with making the newest technology happen and to help people along the way. Did you use the buses and Your Ride both?
I have used the bus. I don't use it as much as I use the Your Ride. And, you know, using Your Ride to be independent is what I'm striving for. Sure, I have friends and family that would love to take me places. Sometimes I just want to go alone.
Well, we're glad you're using it. We hope you continue to use it. I know there's a new system that just came out, and I'm so impressed with this. It's called the Quantum Securement System, and it's for wheelchair users. The wheelchair can be maybe the electric wheelchair, the manual, or the scooter, but it puts you in place within 25 seconds all by yourself. You don't need the assistance of the bus driver or any help. Have you used that yet?
Yes, I have. It's amazing. If you don't mind, Steph, I'd like to describe to your listeners what it was like. Is that okay?
I was hoping you would do so. Absolutely. Please tell us.
All right. So once I board the bus, I line my manual gear wheels up to the quantum automatic arm. And then I reach over and I touch the lighted button that's on the bus wall. And once I do that, the mechanical arm comes down and pushes a mechanical bar, against my chair wheels. At that point, I'm secured and able to put on my seatbelt that comes with, attached with the system. And like you said, at first, I was very nervous about it. I didn't know if it was going to make any noise, if there was going to be any kind of jolt. But no, nothing. No noise, no jolt, no anything. And like you said, it locked me down in 25 seconds. The driver didn't have to leave his seat, and I was totally independent. Like me, all by myself, locked myself down. It was amazing.
I am so glad to hear that. I've seen some videos, like before and after pictures. Like before, and you can tell me if this is true, if you came to like a sudden stop on the bus or a jolt, your wheelchair might jerk a little bit. But in, that can be very frightening. But with the quantum securement system, it doesn't budge. You were in place locked down, so you must feel more secure, correct?
Oh, yeah. The bus driver told me when I was secure, you know, for the very first time or a couple times, you know, because he knew it was a new device to me. He said that as we travel, the arm is always adjusting itself for my securement. So I never felt like it would loosen up or anything. And then he said, you know, if it stopped, there was 50 pounds of pressure put against that arm. You know, the arm puts against 50 pounds of pressure against my wheel. So if there was a sudden stop, there would be no way that I would roll forward or hurt anybody else.
Well, I just can't talk about how wonderful technology is. I would have never thought to make something like that, but how well needed it was. And I'm so grateful and glad that MTA has put these in their buses right now, because it's going to help so many people. I have a video of you, and I posted it on our Facebook page. I'm going to repost it, a video of you using this system. So anybody listening right now can click on that link and watch the video. And when I put that on Facebook, there was a gentleman by the name of Jim Muldrin, and he had said after securing wheelchairs for 38 years himself, he said he cannot say loudly enough how wonderful this development is for both the driver and the passengers. He said, wow. So I think that's amazing. And I'm so glad that you were able to use it and tell us about it, because not using a wheelchair, we did not know what that experience was like. So you definitely prefer using that over the old way then from now, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, some of the negatives about the old ways was that the driver would have to get out of his seat and come back there and lock me down with lock restraints on the floor. And that took some time for him to do it. And like we had mentioned, that if he went over to a bump or had to do a sudden stop, I always felt as though, you know, I moved a little bit. And it really made me nervous. And, oh, I forgot to mention that the ride with the new restraint system is so smooth. You don't feel bumps like you normally would with the old system. And, you know, the benefit for the drivers is that because it can be, the new system can lock down, like you said, so quickly, it seems like, you know, it would help the drivers to be more on time when it comes to their stops for picking up people and passengers.
Absolutely. And I think it's better for everyone, because people getting on the bus, I've seen this happen. They'll look like, oh, great. Here, we got to wait now before they do this, you know, wheelchair securement. And now they don't have that unpleasant look on their faces, because the bus driver does not have to stop. They don't have to wait any longer. And you and the people using the wheelchairs do feel a lot more autonomy. They feel a lot more dignity. They can take care of this themselves. So it's just a win-win all the way around. Saves time and safety. With COVID, you don't want to get near people. Maybe you don't want anybody trying to lock down your chair for you. And this way, it's all on your own. So I just think it's amazing. I know. I'm so glad that you shared that with us and told us how it works. I saw the video, but hearing your words makes it so much more clear. So thank you for that.
You know what, we'll have to do stuff. You and me and Jay will have to go for a ride, and you can watch me.
I would love it.
In the chair, and you can see how it is for me, and you guys can be my guests on a ride somewhere.
I would love that.
That sounds
all
like
right.
Fun.
Can we do lunch when we're there?
Yeah, sure. Hey, let's do it when this COVID is over and it's much warmer, like 75 degrees.
Sounds great.
Well, that sounds like a plan.
Yeah, I love it. We'll never say no to food. And something else that you guys might not realize, that on those buses that you are so secure with now and saving the time and the safety issues are so much more secure, there's also something MTA has put on these buses. I don't know if you've been aware of that. It's an ionization air filtering system. And this is running constantly while the bus is running. Did you know about those?
No, I saw it on TV. I saw a commercial, but hey, I'm all for that idea.
It's chemical free.
The rent's going through right now.
I know. Well, that's why they're doing it, because Ed said the safety of all the passengers and the drivers are so important to him. And this technology is chemical free, and it can deactivate airborne contaminants like bacteria, virus cells, odorous gases, aerosols, so much more. So he's really trying to maximize the safety for everybody all the way around. So yeah, you didn't even know about that.
That's
you have clean
That's
air.
Great. No, I didn't know about that. Thank you. That is great to know, though. Great information stuff.
Absolutely. Now you can breathe clearly and breathe freely. So yeah, we want you guys to be safe. Well, I'm so glad to hear that you're enjoying MTA and your ride. Now, how does your ride work differently for you than somebody that might not need a wheelchair? Do they come and help you with your wheelchair?
No, usable for me. I mean, for me, what I do is, in the summertime, I'm usually, you know, in my driveway waiting for them. But in the wintertime, it's a different scenario. So I have arranged, when they pick me up in the wintertime, to have the driver call me maybe 5 minutes out from my pickup time. And that allows me to get my coat, my glove, my hat on, and not have to wait outside.
That's nice.
You know, particularly when it's cold and this nasty weather that we're having right now with all the snow. So, sure. if riders want that courtesy, all they have to do is call and ask for that.
And I don't know if you knew this as well, but right now, Ed Benning and MTA have decided that people are so important to us that we want them to get to church or to the grocery store. So every single Sunday, your ride and the fixed routes are free for you. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Well, now you do.
Well, you can share that. You're just a plethora of information today, Jeff.
Well, I certainly hope so. Well, we try to do at least one fun, fast fact a segment. And the one I'm going to share with you guys right now is MTA started with the bus system in 1971, which means this year, 2021, is now our 50th anniversary. We've been on the road for 50 years. And I know Ed Benning wanted to have a huge gala, big party for everybody invited. But with the COVID, he's a little concerned about the safety. So he said, we're going to do it next year. That's going to be 50 plus one. And you're all invited. And to hear more about that, of course, you can always listen to On the Road with MTA and Stephanie K every week and have more to learn about each and every episode. Is there anything else you want to share with us, Charlene, before we wrap it up here?
Well, I wanted to share with your listeners that if they are a first-time passenger trying out the MTA services, whether it be your ride, the bus line, Ride to Wellness, that they can find a whole bunch of information at www.mtaflint.org. And once you're there on their website, you want to go to the heading that says Rider Information, and then it brings down a drop-down menu, and you'll want to click the title that says How to Ride with MTA. And it takes you all through the steps of what you'll need when you book your first reservation for pickup. And it'll on that site as well, it talks about the fares and it gives you the routes. And if you don't want to search the web, you're more than welcome to call 810-767-0100 and talk to a person that can help you with that thing, help you with your ride, or set up travel training if you want to do that.
That's customer service, 767-0100. They are awesome over there. You can talk to Cassie or Sonia. They just really are very, very informed and helpful. And if you just want to call your ride, you can do that by 767-5541 and arrange your ride that way. If you want to have a free ride on Sunday, I highly recommend calling before 5 o'clock on Friday to make sure you get that ride. And also, all the rides are reduced right now. Your ride is only $2 instead of being $3.50, if that's the most it would be, right now until April 1st. So you can get a monthly pass for half off for just $20 instead of $40, or you can get those $2 passes now until April 1st. So take advantage of the reduced rates too. But Charlene, yeah, I'm really impressed. You had all information right there at the fingertips. You sound like a spokesperson already.
Hey, I do my homework, Steph.
I guess you do. And if anybody would like to have a movie question for Charlene or a comment or want to reach us, Jay, give them that website so they can get a hold of us.
They can stop at our website at mtaflint.org, or they can email us directly at ontheroad@mtaflint.org.
We're always here for you. Yep. Well, Charlene, thank you so much for joining us. You've just been a delight. You're welcome back anytime. We'd love to have you. And I may even invite you to do some more promos with us because you're so positive and so knowledgeable. So we love working with you.
Thank you, Stephanie. I appreciate that. You guys stay warm, all right?
That's right. We will, for sure. Well, tune in next week, because next week we're going to be talking to somebody very special. Two guests are going to be joining us. Bernie and Brian are their names. They have devised the Miracle League. They're working on that. They have a goal. We're halfway to meet that goal. And this gives great opportunity for physically active activity for children with mental and physical disabilities, and provide them with the opportunities to play more of the Miracle League baseball, regardless of their abilities. And this is going to be great for the children. It's a rubber field. It's a great, great project that we have coming right here in Flint, Michigan, that we're all working on. So tune in next week to find out more about that, when we have more interesting information and guests and free services for you with On the Road with MTA and Stephanie K. Thanks for listening. Stay safe.
You've been listening to On the Road with the MTA. For more information on our services and community outreach, visit us online anytime at www.mtaflint.org. And be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The MTA, your community, your connection, your way.